And we're going now to the continuing response to the RTE investigation into the treatment of greyhounds. The issues raised by greyhounds running for their lives were discussed at Cabinet this week. There have also been developments in relation to a report commissioned by the Greyhound Board. For more, we can talk to Conor Ryan of RTE Investigates. He's in our Cork studio. Conor, why was this issue on the Cabinet agenda this week?
Well, last month, the RTE Investigates broadcast provided details of an internal report that was commissioned by the Irish Greyhound Board at a cost of €115,000, and it estimated that almost 6,000 greyhounds a year were culled for being too slow. The programme also looked at welfare issues, and it revealed the practice whereby knackeries offered to kill healthy greyhounds for as little as €10. That's obviously had a continuing impact. There have been protests outside a number of greyhound stadia. There's preparations for a protest outside Clonmel track tonight. There was calls from the opposition to cut or eliminate support for the greyhound industry, and the withdrawal of a number of big brand sponsors from the sport has also happened. So that's obviously put it high on the political agenda over the last couple of weeks.
And this week we got some insight into how the government planned to move forward.
Yes, since the programme, the Irish Greyhound Board has announced a number of measures to improve welfare, including the increased funding and proposals to restrict how greyhounds could be euthanised. But this week it was the turn of the government, and a memo was brought to Cabinet which rejected calls to cut financial support but proposed that parts of the 16.8 million euro it gets from taxpayers be ring-fenced for welfare. Now, this discussion wasn't without conflict. According to reports from Cabinet, Transport Minister Shane Ross criticised the IGB's handling of the case, called on the board to resign, and said that it had set on a critical consultants report carried out by Preferred Results Limited, which told the board in September 2017 of overbreeding and culling problems.
And there have been some interesting developments in the past few days in relation to this Preferred Results report.
Yeah, since the broadcast, and particularly in the last 10 days, the IGB has been very dismissive of its own report. Frank Nighan, who became the chairman of the IGB 6 months ago, was before the Oireachtas Committee, and he said the IGB did not accept or understand parts of the report and felt that its conclusions in relation to the culling were wrong. The IGB CEO, Ger Dollard, has said that this dog pool analysis was based on guesstimates and estimates and lacked any empirical evidence. However, we've seen a copy of a letter of recommendation written by Mr. Dollard in 2018, 9 months after Preferred Results Limited finished its work, and this conflicts completely with the criticisms that it has had of the report. In the letter, he said that the work of Preferred Results Limited was rigorous, thorough and professional, that everybody involved with the report from the IGB was impressed with the depth of insight which Preferred Results Limited had acquired in such a short space of time, and the common sense recommendations which challenged some of the most cherished and long held beliefs of the organisation. And he had also said that while not all of the recommendations were accepted, some of the critically important ones were taken on board, and that they were having a significant positive impact on an organisation which is naturally cautious when it comes to change.
Mm. Has the Greyhound Board had anything to say about this?
We've contacted the Greyhound Board in relation to the contents of this letter, but a spokesman has come back to us to say that it would not, or that it could not, comment at this stage.
Conor, thanks indeed for joining us this morning with that update. That was Conor Ryan there of RTE Investigates.